Blog Talk Radio.
I got you.
Hosting your republic for the United States of America.
The recording has started.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome tonight for the People Radio 101.com, hosting your republic for the United States of America. Good evening, everybody, tonight. Are you with me?
Good evening, David. Thank you for allowing us to join you tonight. Good evening, America and the rest of the world that are listening in. We're privileged to be simulcasting with Joseph Gibson, Understanding the World from Which We Live on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, Joseph.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys patching me through and simulcasting with you guys here tonight. I'm going to go ahead and mute my mic and turn it over to you, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. Thank you. God bless.
God bless, Joseph. A little background on tonight's subject. We're privileged to also have a favorite of ours, historian Jean Hertler, author Jean Hertler of the Re-Inhabited books. She's with us tonight, and she'll be participating. A little background before we turn this over to Jean. The background on this is that Lieutenant Colonel Sandy Mariecki, retired USAF, currently employed as a physics professor at the Air Force Academy, active patriot, asked for a group of maybe upwards of 20, maybe not quite 20, if I remember right, to come and gather together and compare notes and see what we could do to work together as a state and a nation to come together and to resolve our differences and to find closure at the end of the day for a better day for all of us tomorrow. And I was unable to attend, so she asked for me to present a statement to the people. And most of these people, they have heard of the Republic. I know they pledge allegiance to it, but may not know exactly who we are and where we stand. And so I try to condense and to my best efforts, the bullet points of history which lead us up to where we are today. And so, Jean, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Good evening.
Jean, thank you for your offer to read this communique I had with the people through Lieutenant Colonel Mariecki, and I'll turn this over to you and let you read what I had to say.
Thank you, Governor Carpenter. It's a privilege to be able to read this to the people. Open letter to the American people. Dear Lieutenant Colonel Sandy Mariecki, United States Air Force retired, I've been involved in the people's efforts to return the constitutional republic that is each American's birthright for well over a decade. During this time, I've witnessed the people's efforts to seek, quote, liberty and justice for all, end quote. Unfortunately, the greatest reward achieved by the most dedicated is death, family breakups, persecution, and some even received, quote, three hots in a cot, end quote, for an extended time, courtesy of the USA Inc. and their codes and statutes, which I might add has never been the Republic's law form. It is stated that insanity is doing the same over and over, expecting different results. Each and every one that most involved in this effort seeking, quote, constitutional justice, end quote, in their UCC jurisdiction are not insane, just misguided and treated like mushrooms, quote, kept in the dark and said crap, end quote. Many that have cited the Constitution in their courts have been told, quote, not to bring the Constitution up again or else, end quote. It's evident that we, the people, will never find, quote, liberty and justice for all, end quote, in the existing jurisdiction of this UCC law form. It's evident that those in power of this law form, the USA Inc., wish only to perpetuate their Nazi agenda upon the people of our great republic and use our people and our republic's resources, for example, human harvesting, reducing the world's people groups to cattle status to further their agenda of world domination. Okay, yeah, coming aware. Many are seeking a way to get control of that which has been stolen. Realize this one thing. If you take nothing else home from your time spent tonight, you're still playing by, quote, their rules, end quote. And you expect to win? Really? What if I could prove to you that you've already won? What would you do? How would society adjust to this change? Would you embrace the chance? Therein, truly, lies the answer. It is written, quote, my people perish for lack of understanding, end quote. So let's pick up in the 1950s era, and then President Eisenhower warned the public to be aware of the, quote, military-industrial complex, end quote. Then, in the 1960s, President Kennedy was in the process of shutting down the central banks. He even had U.S. Treasury notes printed when he was assassinated, parentheses, we the people still are in possession of those, quote, gold-backed notes, end quote, close parentheses. In the 1970s, USA Inc. went to fiat money, parentheses, without value, close parentheses, went off gold standard. In the 1980s, Willie Nelson and Farm Aid. What was that all about? Someone please explain to me what was Farm Aid all about. Seems that a bunch of farmers got together and filed a class action lawsuit against the Federal Land Bank and won. Oh, you weren't aware that the federal court in Colorado ruled in favor of the people? They didn't tell you that the farmers were awarded $6.6 billion payable in gold, along with penalties and interest? That bankrupted the Federal Reserve in 1980s money and also took down the USA Inc. and required a return of the people, a republic to we the people, known as National Economic Stability and Recovery Act, NESERA. The 1980s also brought a news release in the form of the New World Order, Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030, COVID-19, Wuhan, China. So you don't believe me? Then explain why and how author David Koontz sold so many dark-eyed novels, and most don't even remember that they were warned, and the Nazi form of NESERA. Then, the 2000s brought the General Assemblies. The people of the world took many to common law courts and returned true bills against them. In 2008-2009, the implosion of the banking system took place, resulting in the banks relieving many of their customers of their assets. The Kazarian mob didn't foresee a patriot standing up and providing the bailout funds. Then Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner wrote about that event in his book. Then, in 2010, a grassroots effort across the nation, led by James Timothy Turner, re-inhabited our constitutional republic on an international level. A 10-year plan was developed and agreed upon. In 2012, President of the Republic James Timothy Turner was arrested and incarcerated, still so as of today. James B. Geiger was then elected by the people to fill the vacancy, an and guide our republic forward, and does so currently. In 2012, the White Hats recruited Donald J. Trump to be the transition president for the corporate USA. In 2016, President Obama mounts stage at his final official press breakfast and announces that the republic is dead. Donald J. Trump won the election. During his term, he made incredible inroads with most nations worldwide, resulting in prosperity like we had never before seen, in spite of intense persecution. This was because he brought the 209 nations together to defeat a common enemy of free people, Kassarian, again. 2017, President Donald J. Trump, in an inauguration ceremony, gives back the republic to the people. On April 22, 2020, the Wall Street Journal wrote their opinion article, quote, "Is Treasury slowly taking over the Federal Reserve?" End quote. The 10-year plan was fully implemented, and the Kazarian's New World Order exposure and disassembly begun. The unseen, misunderstood battle raged with unexpected depth. Retirements. The sting had begun in earnest. Many countries had regime changes in the first couple of months of 2020. Washington, D.C. began its transformation. Kazarians are forced to speed up their agenda to the point of what I refer to as, quote, information waterboarding, end quote, the final objective being an acceptance of Americans of 80% to minimize resistance. In 2022, Russian President Putin's turn begins. Ukraine cleanup begins. This is the playground of the, quote, rich and famous, end quote, world headquarters for literally the hub of most of the evil, if not all organized evil on planet Earth. Putin returns Russia to the agreed-upon gold standard. White Hat's Nisera progresses into final release to the world. Now, here's the really tricky part. It's a proven fact that self-rule only works for all in a moralistic society. Our founding document, the one most of us love, is and has always separated Americans and what we stand for. And make no bones about it, period. Fully digest such a large chunk of your future. Reality. Now, 214 nations around the world that made the choice to have a government of, for, and by the people, based on our Constitution, are in the process of implementation. The time has now come to this point. Everyone has a choice to make. New World Order versus Nisera, based on one principle, the laws of nature and of nature's God. My fervent prayer is that I've not only shared the facts, parentheses, many more are shared in Gina David Hertler's Re-Inhabited books 1 and 2, available in book or on our Republic website, close parentheses, but hope. What I've shared can't be made up. That's really just the tidbit of what our Heavenly Father has been doing. Most of what I've shared is public knowledge to those who research and keep abreast. Some can't be revealed. It is a proven fact that each of us will, to illustrate, let me relate an old Native American folk story. It seems that an old chief and grandson were spending quality time together, and the subject of good and evil came up. The chief stated, "Two wolves, there's always a battle between good and evil," end quote. The grandson asked which wins. The chief replied, quote, "The one you feed," end quote. Each of us is in a battle of some kind. Many of those battles, be it directly or indirectly, is a direct result of the, quote, law merchants, end quote, codes and statutes. Yes, we must deal with life as known today, but I have reached out to you to offer you a new target, a new wolf to feed that will overcome your biggest enemy totally. Democracy is like two wolves and a lamb voting who's for dinner. Republic is all for one and one for all. We're all in this together, sink or swim. A republic is a government, quote, of, for, and by the people, end quote. Not professional, narcissistic overachievers. The bottom line is this. Either you own it and are responsible for the existence of it and direct its future, or you're just along for the ride. Parentheses. If that's the case, okay, that's your personal choice. Just sit down, shut up, and get out of the way. Close parentheses. In my world, one either leads, follows, or is out of the way because things are happening. See you at the top. Thank you, Sandy, for delivering my message to the people. Sincerely, James E. Carpenter, Governor, Colorado Free State. That ends the reading.
Thank you, Jean. Yeah, it bothers me to see the prayers of the saints being answered, and yet they've got such a death grip on the fear. They can't see the light. They can't see the hope. See that God's answering our prayers that we've offered up for generations and generations to achieve that freedom. And here it is on our doorstep, folks. And so now the decision and the question becomes ours, personally. What are you going to do with that? I'll open the floor up to any comments or discussions. Anybody out there?
I'm out here. I don't know anybody else. Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Is anybody else still on the line?
Yeah, go ahead with it. Gator had some technical issues, so the show is ours, my friend. What do you got to say to that, Joe?
I don't know how many can hear me, but the message is loud and clear, but it's you know, where are we going from here? You know, I listened to the letter, but where are we going here, and where's the future bringing us to after this, though? You know, we've walked the wall. You know, I had an interesting conversation on a radio show last night, as a matter of fact, and then the night before that, there was two women doing a podcast show, and they were saying, where's all the men? Where's this? Why are things this way? You know, where is everybody? Why doesn't someone stand up and fight? You know, what's wrong with everybody? I mean, what the heck's wrong with people? You know, and then last night I had was talking to a guy on another podcast show, and basically how it's analyzed is that we have to turn into another Ukraine before we wake up. We have to lose everything, watch everything be destroyed, and then pick up the pieces from there. Because
that's not true, Joe. And I'm going to give you a perfect illustration. We all know what the Nazi form, the Khazarian Nasara, was intended to do. That's Joe Biden and AOC's Green New Deal. And that's one form of it, under their law form. But under our law form, it's a whole different story. And it becomes personal. And so we now realize, as you described, that we have a common enemy. We have the Nazi and the Nazi New World Order. And we do have hope now because we know that we have something that is achievable through unity. And so now the question is truly the people's, Joe. Which direction do they want to go? And most of them, God bless them, are just deer in the headlights. And they're afraid to move. They don't know which direction to jump. And I do believe that once this wave starts moving, it's proven again, the exponential curve. We have experienced it several times in the Republic in past years. And then we got slapped down and told to sit back and go away. But we're hitting that exponential curve again. And this time with some gusto. And the American people are going to have their country back, Joe. We may have our differences, but we have a lot that we in common that we want.
Okay.
This is the rallying point.
All right. We're going to have our – I mean, what are we getting back? I mean, we still have the Federal Reserve banking cartel that controls our currency, has the monopoly over our money. And we still have the Roman Catholic Church out there, the part of the New World Order. You have the Jewish cabal, the jewelry that we were warned about in World War II. You have that cabal, and you have, you know, so you have all this out there still. Where does that leave us here in America? How are we going to rebuild our republic? Who are we going to be? I'm just playing. I'm just telling you what other people are saying and the questions that they're asking. How are we going to sustain ourselves and exhume and absorb the military control and the, because I don't see us having the contacts that we had 15 years ago. I don't see that happening because they've broken us down and the thing, we still had that kind of family-orientated patriot group years ago that were still around, that nucleus from the late 80s and early 90s. I don't see that now. How are we going to, I think January 6th was our last hurrah, basically.
Joe, those are perfect examples of the people that are focused in the deer in the headlights, okay? So you ask me an honest question, I'm going to give you an honest answer. Now, it's my opinion, but I do have some facts that I base it on. As a lead-in, it was just published this week, unexpected rise in mortality in the 18 to 40-year-olds. 40% above normal. Wait a minute. Let's get some background. What does the Bible say about that? It says, well, that I don't remember the exact number, but a large percentage of mankind ended up perishing in the last days. And if God hadn't speeded up the days, that everyone would have perished. And
that's an interesting point about God, Governor, real quick. That's an interesting point you brought up about God, because when the King James Bible was, before the King James Bible was written, right, that man's expected life tenure was 300, 900 years men used to live. Then when they switched the translation of the Bible, and it was actually before the King James, man's life expectancy went down to 35 years old. And now with science and everything, we're able to live, 70, 80 years old, 90 years old now, So did something be suppressed by the devil? Was something suppressed in the God's word that we lost that was able to keep us alive longer, back then? Because, and then the true word of God and the truth is being kept from us today?
Sure, yeah. And it may not wholly be the whole truth of God, and I do believe there are things that are suppressed, but I also believe that it's our perception of what that truth is telling us. So, if you follow doctrine, then, there's certain things that are happening, and they all happen, and we are, if you're a pre-tribber, you get out of here, the tribulation. And yet, if you hear what Paul has to say, he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, and when you see these things going on around you, look up, for your time's nigh. So, you and I are looking up, we're seeing these things going on around us, and it doesn't agree with doctrinal beliefs. So there's a difference between what's going on in reality and what we believe to be true. Am I correct, my friend?
Well, our own perception of reality, but doesn't it? The Bible also say, well, when these things happen, like rumors of wars, and people are saying, hey, look, see, where's your God? Your God didn't come back. There's no rapture. Then, the Bible warns us of those people, too. So, it kind of warns us of everything, which is it? When's the rapture? So what about this rapture doctrine that they talk about? I remember 20 years ago, I had a telling me, well, I don't believe the Lord's return is 5 years away, 10 years away, and that was 20 years ago. Well, here we are 20 years later. future. What are you saying now, pal? Well, you know, it's in the towards, you know, it's in the hour. It's really, it's up to God. We don't know the hour or time. Well, that's not what you said 20 years ago, you know. So which is it here?
So, hear what they say, but watch what they do, you know, and that's the reality, you know. And I pin a lot of what I say on my understanding of the world financial system and follow the money and compare that with the Word of God and looking at the times in which we live and trying to understand and working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. And most of the time things, you know, line up. But sometimes, you know, doctrine and beliefs and reality collide. And that's kind of where we're at today, I think, as a people. But believe me, in my world, God is omnipotent. And he's not gonna allow Satan to deceive everybody much longer. And we're at that point in time. We're privileged to be here.
You got anybody else out there, Jim, that wants to comment on this?
Well, I don't know when Gator lost the board. You there, Gene?
I'm here. Thank you. It's very hard to hear you distinguish. I can hear Joe well. So there's interference, and when I was reading, I could tell that there was interference, purposed interference in on this call. So I believe that the Prince of the Powers of the Air, if you will, is disturbed by what's being revealed here.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful letter. It succinctly delivered the picture in a way that we're able to understand, narrowing down the important points of what has been going on through the years. I believe we as a people have had parts of it, but to put it together, to form a picture of what is really happening and what we're going through and what we have to look forward to. And it's not to say that we don't have troubled waters ahead. I believe we have sorrow ahead.
Yeah.
I
think you're absolutely correct on that point. Somebody's calling somebody. I think that might be Jim. I think your guys is, you know, what it is with the Republic and with Gator's connection, no offense, but I think what it is the call center is you guys can't handle the calls. There's the many different calls. You have to call into this access code, you know, and I'll tell you what, I mean, I will give you guys my platform for the Republic show every Tuesday night so you guys can get everybody in on a crystal clear call line. You know, I mean, I'll give it to you guys where you guys can dial in and with the codes and everything and where people just have to call one number and then boom, they're connected. Not have to, you know, call a number and then press an access code and then bing, bing, bing and listen, you know, and because that stuff's outdated. That was 15, 20 years ago, that talk show stuff that everybody used. That stuff's outdated. The technology is so far more advanced, and we have to get more people connected, you know, and a lot of people are even bypassing this now. They're going to video, you know, live streaming videos through StreamYard and stuff. So, you know, but that only holds so many people, too. This is the only platform podcast where I can have hundreds of callers on the line at once, you know. I mean,
let's talk about
be affected.
That, Joe.
What's that?
Let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk about it. Definitely. We're all over that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, so Tuesday, I mean, if you guys want, you know, you guys can do the Republic. Yeah.
Hey, I got a little public service announcement I'm going to make. Did you want to say something, Gene?
Yes, I just wanted to finish what I was saying on godly sorrow. And we know that godly sorrow leads to repentance. And repentance as a nation and a people is absolutely, positively essential, because our Declaration of Independence is a covenant with the Creator. And the Founding Fathers made mention of him four times right at the beginning of the Declaration. And they also referred to him as the Supreme Judge of the World. So if if we want divine intervention, which we need because we're in a battle between good and evil, like you brought up in your letter, we need the people to turn to the Creator again. And we know as a nation, we've been demoralized as a people. That's where America really went down in the downward spiral. So godly sorrow, which I believe we're going to face some more, it leads to repentance, and repentance is key. And once we turn as a nation of people back to the Creator, and I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about governmental, about His laws, the laws of nature and of nature's God, and then we will find out what liberty is and where liberty comes from. And I thank you for allowing me to finish that. I yield.
Well said, Gene. Yeah, I agree, you know. And it's that moment in time, and we all have to face what the reality is coming. I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret. We've got some professionals in Nashville working on recording Gene's books and putting them on audiobook for us. And that'll be a big step for everybody in being able to access those wonderful documentaries of our truthful heritage of our republic and an introduction into the re-inhabitation that we've all
I
been
think those re-inhabited
for,
books,
decade.
Yeah, the re-inhabited books, Jim, should be made into a YouTube video, audio, where people can watch it through video and have a narrator read exactly what was written in the book. What do you think? I think that'd be awesome.
We're doing a video book or an audio book in a professional studio, and Dennis Money's part of that effort. He has a Sweet Song Nashville, one of the oldest and most prestigious recording studios in all of Nashville. And Vic Womack, he's associated with the music industry there and also was responsible for introducing us to our public service here with David Broadhurst and his internet radio. And so he's going to be narrating these, and they'll be doing a master copy there at Sweet Song Nashville with Dennis Money. So we're really looking forward to getting these out to the people.
Yeah. I think the time is now for the Re-Inhabited series books to get back out there and start getting put back out there in circulation and promoted, because it's an injustice that's just sitting there right now, not being promoted.
Well, we're trying our best, and this will be a great way, because people can listen to audio when they don't have time to read, you know, books sitting at home, and you spend a lot of time in traffic and traveling, and this is a way they can do that and do it proficiently. So we're
really
excited about that, and that's a big step. But meanwhile, you can go order the books. They're great to have, and they're great for homeschooling and just general education. Because this is
I believe the book should be a part of every history class in America.
Yeah, everybody that's an American should be asked to. You can't require anybody to do anything. You know, we're all individuals in our republic, but those type of laws are few and far between. But, you know, you always have a choice. So we would choose if people would get educated so we can have an intelligent conversation and come together and lead our country in the proper direction.
Yeah. Yeah, true, true. You know, but what is the status, real quick, while I got you both here, I don't know who else is connected through on the platform now, but, you know, what's the status of in each individual state as far as the republic goes? I mean, you know, we got the – now, let's just say I get elected down here in North Carolina to the state legislator here. Now, that's the de facto. Now, my objective is to re-inhabit, restore the republic. You know, how do I form a committee or an assembly as a state lawmaker here in the de facto to absorb the de facto into the republic, and like they kind of did to us? We're going to reverse this thing. So how do I do that? You know, you say 30,000. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to get 30,000 residents in North Carolina to go to do anything. You know, but we have to. I mean, I'm going to have to use the power of the de facto against them, you know, and it has to be done very clever, you know, and lawfully too. So what do you, I mean, it may, I know you probably can't answer that question right now, but it's something to think about. What do you think?
These details have been worked out. With the tenure plan and the process that's ongoing and the days in which we're entering, there will come a time of the EBS and the exposure of exactly what we're up against and how all this is, the truth of what all this has really been. And it said they'll play these truths on 8-hour videos 24/7 for several days so that people can fully digest what they've been living through. Psychologically speaking, most people that are going to, well, it's like death, you know, you see death coming, you see a head-on crash coming, it's your instinct to want to avert that catastrophe. And once they see the catastrophe for what it really is, most people are going to want to opt out and, you know, get away from that. So we're going to see an explosion of people move into our jurisdiction. It's going to be a tidal wave. It's going to just come in and overwhelm us. And so this whole drive, besides maintaining ownership of the free republic for the people, has been to organize and to be able to have some resemblance of organization. And, you know, your question originally reminded me, and too bad David Broadhurst didn't hear, of an old Johnny Cash song about he was working at the factory and he brought back all these car pieces in his lunchbox and he was fitting all these different pieces together and he had a 55, 56, 57 automobile. And that's kind of what the Republic is. You know? But all pieced together properly, it all runs and it works. And it's got to come together, you know. We got more in common than we do dividing us. And we're going to come a lot stronger here real quick when we get the truth.
Okay. All right. All right. Answer my question
we'll have
there.
Better, we'll have better direction. It'll be more organized. Because we have leaders out there. You speak to leaders in different groups every day. If everybody put their efforts into one common cause, which is standing at the Republic and getting our life back, instead of working on swatting all the bees in the beehive as they come stinging them, we get a lot more ground gain, and that's what it's going to take. And we're going to, psychologically, we're going to be begging for that by the time this exposure process is over with.
Yeah, and what's this with this 2,000 mule thing that's out there, this documentary that was out there with about the election fraud? Did you hear anything about that?
Well, I heard a lot about it. In fact, I invited a group of friends, a couple of our state senators and their wives over, and we're going to put it up on the big screen here at the house tonight and have some finger foods and watch that here after we get off this podcast, so. I'll be able to comment more about it, but it just documents what we already know, but in a little bit more visual form of what the truth really is. So,
yeah.
To me, this is kind of the shot across the bow. This is where we really began seeing this opportunity for EBS and for martial law and everything else. We are... In my humble opinion, I look at what's going on in the news. I look at what people's attitudes are, what the agenda is, where we're at in a 10-year plan. And we are so ripe to get what is coming. And it's coming, buddy.
Okay.
Anybody else got something to add? Governor Henney, would you like to tell us how you can get involved in a republic?
Well, thank you, Governor Carpenter. Joe, thank you for your invite. I think we should talk about joining your podcast also. You see, it's very frustrating this evening. It's hard to hear voices here this evening. Gene, Gene, thank you very much also for reading Governor Carpenter's letter. I think that's a really good letter. As far as the 2,000 mules, Joe, I recommend watching that, how they've captured 2,000 people stuffing ballot boxes for 501c3 charities around the country, especially in the states that they show people at 3 in the morning. You know, 10,000 votes were popped up. Anyway, it's very informative. Let me read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For Yahweh did not give a spirit of cowardice to us, but of power and of love and of good discipline. You know, none of us should be in fear. That's what they try to instill in all of us, to try to keep us not only dumbed down, but totally in fear that we would stand up against them. But, you know, our founding fathers used the Holy Bible to write the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. So this is a biblical law form that the founding fathers built this republic on. So we just need to return to that moral value governance here in America. You know, let's not forget our brother James Timothy Turner, the founding president, the restoration president of the republic here in America. Gene Hurley wrote this book, An American President and Political Prisoner. And it's a legal brief in the Appeal Courts of Heaven. That book can be ordered at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Also, Gene and David wrote two volumes of Reinhabited Republic of the United States of America. Volume 1 is America's Truthful History. Also can be bought at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Reinhabited Republic of the United States, Volume 2 is the Story of Reinhabitation. That also can be ordered at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Donate to the Republic and order those books. You know, and also our national website is republicforunitedstatesofamerica.org. There are as many things you can go educate yourself. You know, there's a Where Do I Begin tab. You can start there. But also there's many things there about the Republic. President Geiger and others have put the executive summary there, the transition to the Republic, explain how to get back into the Republic. The Proclamation of Claim of Interest is the document that was signed by all 50 states back in 2010 and served on the world. Implication of Northwest Ordinance is also how we're lawfully standing back up our Republic here in America. Go to republicforunitedstatesofamerica.org, educate yourself, America. You know, it's time to educate yourself and take control of this great American Republic. There are forefathers left for us to protect and enjoy. We are holding your seats and the title to America's Republic. You just need to want it back. Take ownership of your part. Spread the word, America. And thank you. And I yield. God bless America.
Thank you, Governor Henning. David Broadhurst, are you back with us, sir? David? Okay. He texted me, said he'd got back in.
David
Herbert, you want anything? Want to add anything, David? You might be muted, sir.
I don't have muted. I don't have anybody muted. I don't think so. No, nobody's muted on my end.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add? Is Mark, Representative Binder, with us tonight?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think we got everybody got a little cut off there, I think, and I don't know what's happened, but
yeah. Technology giants are attacking us, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Joseph, for allowing us to simulcast with you. We apologize to the public for all of our struggles that we go through, but this is small compared to what we've been through over the years, huh, brother?
Yes, that's correct. That's very correct. And, you know, it's, but well, this show will be archived, and we're good here. So, you know, you got the message out. Yeah, that's what's important.
That's what's important. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. God bless you, and God bless our republic, Joe.
All right, I guess we'll wrap it up right there, huh? Are you guys now, you're on my line now. How is everybody going to, I guess we'll just, I'll wrap it up on my line. How's that sound?
that'll work.
Okay, unless you got any message.
Good luck in your election next week.
Yeah, yeah, and let's try to get it where we can also get, like I said, get you guys on here maybe in a couple weeks, start getting you get the, you know, the Republic on here on this platform, maybe, and I'll just give you guys the numbers and you guys run it that night, you know, whatever night you guys do it. This way here, we don't have to, we can bypass the, you know, the older technology, you know, that you guys are using. So
we'll discuss it on our executive call and get permission, and we'll be in touch with you. And thank you for the opportunity, Joe.
Yeah, and you'll have, like I said, you'll have all the codes and passcodes, and that night I'll just do hands-off. I'll be a guest that night, and you guys have all the login information and whatnot, and then you guys run the where I'll just show you how to run the board and everything, and the studio and whatnot, and you guys have your – this way you have one number to call, and you guys just call that number, and you're on, you know, and that's it. there's no
yeah.
Pressing codes and everything, you know.
Yeah, sure. All right, well, I appreciate that.
All right,
so
I'll play
on
this
campaign?
1 minute.
What's
that?
What's going on with your campaign? Tell us what's going
on
with
next
your
Tuesday.
Campaign.
Next stuff. Tuesday. Next Tuesday is the primary, and, you know, like I said, if anybody wants to check out my platform to you know, show your support at least, or watch the videos, write comments on that, use the corporation, how they get us, you know, but use it in a positive. Go to these videos and these YouTubes that I've got, or go to my platform, www.josephgibson.us. Go there and just show your support, or go to the corporate news media where I've done the interviews and write comments. I support Joe or something. This way here, other people, the people sitting on the fence, can see that, because there's a lot of uneducated people out there who don't know about the Republic. And when they see it, maybe they'll learn something and they'll do some research on their own. And that's how we wake them up, you know. We have to get the word out.
I know if you would send that information to me in a text,
yep.
Then I'll share that with Gene, and Gene and I'll share that on True Social. Gene?
There you go. Thank you. Well, maybe she might be gone too. So, oh, there she is.
We will get you circulated, Joe. As far as I'm concerned, you're my man for North Carolina, and you're my man for the American Republic.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless our republic. And I'll play this for the republic here. 1 minute here. 1 minute. It's 1 minute long. You remember it. You know it.
All right.
God save the republic. Our fathers appealed to heaven.
Yeah.
What did heaven do? Heaven heard. Heaven heard. Our fathers said they would treat all men equal. When they did not, heaven saw. Heaven saw. Our fathers fought each other and paid a great price. Father Abe kept the Union, but not the Republic. We forgot the Republic and placed our trust in man and suffer oppression. We appealed to heaven. What did heaven do? Heaven heard. Heaven heard. God save the Republic.
Let me make this an absolute fact. The goal is world peace. That must be our prime responsibility. We are the leader of the free world, whether we want to be or not. And therefore, we are the only one that can preserve the peace. And to do that, we must have strength. Meeting. this mission as responsibility for preserving the peace, which I believe is a responsibility peculiar to our country, that we cannot shirk our responsibility as a leader of the free world because we're the only one that can do it.
All right, everybody, good night. God bless the Republic.